Introduction.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Overly Opinionated Podcast. It is your girl Lima. The rest of you know your names or no?
I am Marte, aka the Great One, aka Wise Uncle Tay, aka Who Gave Marte a Camera, aka Bob Schmeckfett, and that's about all of them.
AKA Catfish Billy.
Of course, Catfish Billy, Todd, Chad.
Chad. And yo, you already know who it is when you hear the vocals. It's your boy, your man's Reem. Reem LaFleur, Silk Shirt Poppy, Reem's Dope, Reem's with the S is silent, slash it, put a period, because it's just Reem, one of me, and like two of you. But we here, though.
Oh my goodness, that is so crazy. This Teddy Riley stuff is stressing me out right now.
Old niggas do not know how to work technology. I'm gonna just say that.
Yo, it's like too much. It's too much. And he set up his whole ordeal just to get dusted by Babyface. Babyface, like, so calm, cool, and collective right now. It's just embarrassing.
Teddy Riley got a whole audience in concert with damn background dancing.
All for his motherfucking mic to be echoing and mm-hmm. his audio to be terrible as fuck. And just to get dusted, it's just really unfair to Teddy. He needs to do himself a better He's doing himself a major injustice. He needs to get that shit together.
Better teammates to check your live to make sure you sound okay instead of just bobbing the head.
Exactly. You didn't set up a fucking projector in the back, but didn't pay nobody to read the comments for you.
When y'all want to hold this mic for the rest of this competition? No, nigga, fuck out of here.
Like, get your priorities together, dog. What is going on?
Man. So that was a little tidbit.
Niggas should just stop doing this shit. Crazy.
They're the only ones who ruined it. Everybody else was fine.
See, this is the only one I watched because I didn't give a fuck about nobody else for real.
Yeah, Lil Jon and T-Pain was good. It was probably my favorite.
I don't know why Woody wasn't up to par on that. But since we're talking about lives, let's get straight into this week's BS.
Straight into the shits.
Just straight into the shits. Puffy and his IG live with
Dance Party.
Oh shit, there was a lot of Diddy and life issues this week, huh? Because he shut Lizzo down and he was talking with J-Lo. He had a lit week.
All right, so let me just say this. Let me shoot my man Puff some bail, because when he did the live for the first couple hours, it was like midday, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever it was. So he kept saying, stressing to the point to the people that, all right, it's family and kid friendly for these first couple hours. You know what I mean? So he was keeping it pretty much PG. Well, you know, your boy LeBron was on there and his sons weren't fucking with him because they probably tired of doing TikToks. So LeBron kind of like chewed his sons out like, oh, y'all niggas too cool for school, when niggas dubbed him. But what it was when Lizzo got on, fam, it was still daylight. It was like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock during the family time. You know what I mean?
Pop that pussy in the daytime. That's what you're saying.
She was popping that coochie in the daytime. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, fam, if my nigga said, yo, we got to hold up till later to do all that, just hold up.
It really wasn't even that, though. Or he never had a problem. I watched the clip because I didn't actually see the live. Mm-hmm. I had to go back and do my research on this. Mm-hmm. He only stopped her, he said, because this is the family time or whatever. He told her to pick another song.
Exactly.
Pick another song because the song had cursing and stuff in it, and it was still during the family hour. And he didn't want that to be a thing. So it really had nothing to do with Lizzo being fat or black or twerking. Yep. It had nothing to do with none of that.
And it sounds like both of them full of shit to me.
It sounds full of shit, but it's like, yo, when Drea was on, she was fully clothed and she wasn't even twerking. She was just dancing in circles and it was nighttime and they had, what was it, Back That Ass Up playing or whatever it was. Yeah. But it's like two completely different times a day. The music was censored. She was fully clothed and it wasn't, niggas always want to make something either a race war or fat shaming. Yeah. It's trash.
I hate that. I hate the era that we in where everything's a problem and everything's an instant protest and nobody gives a fuck for real.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gives a fuck to do the research or to see it in a light where the glass is half full. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to fucking cry about something and it's so fucking irritating.
And I'm going to go on the record and say I like Lizzo. I think she's pretty cute. You know what I'm saying? Niggas might hate, niggas hate her online and say whatever. But Lizzo really fine, though. If we're really being honest, she really fine, though.
I think she's just super pretty.
Yeah, she is super pretty, but she can be annoying, but that doesn't take away from her looks.
Can be. She is annoying. There's no can about it.
I mean, yeah, okay. If you want to say that, yeah, she is annoying, but it doesn't take away. It doesn't mean that she's ugly because she's annoying. I know a bunch of pretty annoying people, so niggas got to stop that narrative that just because she annoying don't mean she ain't pretty, nigga, because, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Now, the thing is, like... I don't really care for Diddy at all, but the thing with Lizzo is she's a fucking caricature of herself. Like, she in that, like I was saying in the other chat and shit, she like fucking Tiffany Haddish. She's like, yo, like, you don't have to be on 24/7, dog. Like,
industry plan.
It's cool.
And I can see how like, she's bordering the Tiffany Haddish line for real.
You know, I don't think it's no bordering. She's on that. She's like, yo,
she passed
I'm fat and I love my body. Everything she does is like, yo, I'm fat. I love my body. Like, okay, we got it.
Loud
like,
and proud.
But listen, I'm fat and I love myself. No, Lizzo, the we understand.
The only time Lizzo had me, like, looking at her sideways was when she had her ass out at that Laker game. I was like, that's fucking uncalled for, bitch. Put on pants.
But everything is, when that she wore was that, super over the top.
She wore that Rikishi outfit to the Laker game, fam?
Yeah, I'm like,
Nigga. But at least she had the balls to go like full thong. It's like she had a weird ass jersey dress sweatshirt with her ass on. That didn't make sense.
She got the COVID that night. She caught COVID that night.
Was covered and shit, dog. Facts. And then now you got your bare ass on these seats that other people sit in. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, she definitely got the COVID on her ass cheeks that day.
Yeah, I'm just like, why would you do that? That was the exactly. only time I ever had any issue with Lizzo. Besides that, I mean, I get it. She loud. And everything like that, but so is a lot of other people. But she seems like she'd be fun to be around, and I'm hoping that she wouldn't be like that all day, every day. Like, I'm starting to see that Tiffany Haddish isn't like that all the way, every day. It's
because
just
niggas
Tiffany
start talking
Haddish,
to her.
Yeah, she be chucking and jiving, and I think that's what it is, and that's why I hate Tiffany Haddish. I love her.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
I don't think that she's really like that.
Like, she's funny as fuck, I think, but.
She's not
she just,
funny at all.
Nah, she's funny. She just doesn't have to be on all the time.
Nah, for that, she's not funny to me. She's like Kevin Hart. She's like the female Kevin Hart, just over the top.
First off, Kevin Hart is fucking funny. Okay.
Bro, I feel like niggas randomly decided to hate on Kevin Hart when he got super big.
Yeah. The only Kevin Hart stand-up that I didn't like was the irresponsible one. And that's because Kevin Hart got too much money. He's not fucking funny no more. He was funny when the struggle was relatable. Now we don't understand what the fuck you talking about, my nigga.
Calabasas jokes ain't hitting for you?
Yeah.
Calabasas Kevin. No Kevin Calabasas. But
they ain't fair though, man. You can't, like, y'all want niggas to be honest. Well, that's his honest ass life.
Exactly.
But I don't know. Comedy has to be relatable because I think white comics are way funnier than black comics, but I don't
agree.
Shit, I can relate to. Like, yeah, nah, I get it, bro. Like, that's funny is hearing about somebody else's totally different. At least for me, like, totally different worldview. Like, I don't know what it's like to be a white nerd nigga. So it's fun to hear that perspective where like a white female. That's a totally foreign concept to me. So it's like, all right, that's pretty funny, Amy Schumer. But I mean, that's just me.
Amy Schumer not funny either, but no, I like white comics and I like different genres. I think Kevin Hart is funny in movies, but the Kevin Hart that I fell in love with originally
was a stand-up. Paper Soldiers or whatever it's called.
And his last stand-up to me wasn't that good, but I still support Kevin Hart to the fullest. I thought his first movie with Tiffany Haddish, she was funny as fuck in that. I do give her that. What is it, Night School? She was funny as fuck in that.
She definitely was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. But besides that, I mean, she's, if you want to compare her to Kevin Hart in a sense, I would like to say she's funny in movies like Kevin Hart is right now. But Kevin Hart started off being super heavy and Cutty the Flicks. Stand-up yeah. lane. Yeah. So it's like, to me, I tried to watch her stand-up on Netflix, and I just couldn't do it. I was just like,
it ain't hitting.
20 minutes in. I ain't laughed once. Like,
yeah, I remember one time she forgot. Yeah, she forgot her jokes one time.
She can't be that good. But I listen to shit. Asian comics, white comics, motherfuckers be making me laugh. If you can't make me laugh, you're really not funny, because I laugh at the dumbest shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's like, Tiffany Haddish just ain't hitting it for me, man.
I think her and Kev both in that place where it's like they two up. And well, her specifically, she extra annoying with it, but like, I think Kev, he even got that point to where he just has to be like fucking phony because he mainstream now, so he can't really go all the way out, so he got to be super safe, so that's not as funny. But with Tiffany, it's just like, she ghetto, and she ghetto all the time, and that's kind of embarrassing as a nigga.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I mean,
super embarrassing.
Like, I like chicken and shit, but I don't know if I'd be eating chicken on the red carpet. That's wild.
Fam, that's like niggas talking about watermelon and all this other stereotypical shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just completely uncalled for.
Speaking of stereotypes, if I can just change the subject. Did y'all see that TikTok?
I just decided to post that thing on my Facebook today. I'm just like, why? I really want to know what college that girl going to or whatever, because I really want to be like, I'm not that person, but I ain't got shit else to do right now.
I just want to have a talk. Am I offended that you said like some racist stuff? No, I'm more offended that your jokes were corny.
Corny as hell. Like, completely outdated racism.
Like, what's she say? Loves fried chicken. Watermelon.
Doesn't have a dad. Robs people, specifically white people. Like, come on now.
Public service announcement.
This is just bad material.
The 90s are over. Niggas are no longer deadbeats. In case you missed the memo, niggas are no longer deadbeats.
Right. Like, this is just, it's just, it's outdated racism. Mm-hmm. It's like not even, it's not original. And I don't know why. I don't know if anybody else has noticed. I don't actually have a TikTok, so I don't know. But I've been seeing lots of posts about it being hella racist on TikTok.
Yeah, it's the hidden web for like racist slugs against all races, though. Not just like people getting on black people, but white people, Asian people, Latinos. It's a whole field of just headassery on there.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't understand what's going on and why people be feeling the need to be extra racist all of a sudden. I mean, not that racism ever went away, but it's like, it's not old at this point. Like,
You're not tired? You're not tired, fam? You don't want to get you tired of getting your ass beat or no?
Like, come on now. Y'all losing y'all jobs. Y'all getting kicked out of schools. There's consequences to your actions, and y'all still at it.
Niggas don't care. That's the problem. They do not care. They like, we just go and do this and see what repercussions happens afterwards.
Yeah, like that's some dedication, yo. If you're willing to ruin your whole life for hating somebody else.
Facts.
That shit, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand how that's not a wake-up call for white people at the moment. Shit is pretty nuts.
It is. All right, so we got to do our weekly Corona COVID update. Stimulus checks hit.
Yay, yes, nay. Everybody did not get them.
So yeah, I heard some people, theirs didn't get there when they were supposed to because they forgot to do something. Some niggas didn't do something to get it, or it went to like messed up accounts. I heard some people say it went to their tax preparers' accounts, which is illegal and scammy as hell. Your bread should never go to your tax preparer's account.
Yeah, that's a scam.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody got to tell you that, but yeah.
I think common sense should tell you that, but hey, who am I to argue your logic and your bad decision-making skills?
Yeah, people are weird. Yeah. It's so crazy because stuff like that, like somebody was telling me about the thing that they're doing on Cash App right now, like everybody sent $20 or some shit.
The pyramid scheme.
I'm like, somebody has to tell you that this is not gonna work. like that this is it, okay?
That this is illegal and you can go to jail?
You mean to tell me that somebody has to tell you that?
She's going to jail. You going to jail. Stupid idiot. Understand.
People are fucking retarded as hell.
Bored and I'm desperate.
Sorry, retarded is not nice. I'm sorry.
Remedial. Unintelligent. Yeah, remedial as hell. Remedial, unintelligent.
Lack knowledge like a motherfucker.
And guidance. It's just like, I feel like common sense isn't as common. And some people are just desperate and careless. And I just feel like, hey, man, stop. Stop and think for a second. Realize what you're doing and what the long-time effects may be.
Speaking of having long-time effects, YMW Melly. He killed two of his friends, got arrested, and now he has COVID in jail. And they're giving him Tylenol and Gatorade, and he's upset. Like, motherfucking thinks he's entitled to rights. You killed two of your homies
and lied.
Song about it.
Fam, but what's funny is they said Tylenol makes it worse. So it's like, bro. Did not say don't take headache medicine because it makes it worse.
Yes, like, dog, wait.
Like, you got a lot of nerve to be like, I fear for my life. I'm sorry. You took two lives away from families. And you think because you might have a little flu COVID action that we're going to take pity on you?
No.
Nah.
Get the corona and die fast, dog.
Yeah, like, have one of the CEOs sneeze on you.
It's not even like you just killed two random people, which it's not
apples justified.
Apples, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But let's just break this down real quick. You killed two of your friends, mm-hmm. whose families you probably were already around, seeing every day. So they have to think about every day that they fed your murder at.
Your dirty ass. Ass.
Yeah.
Every hug they gave you is a hug that you used to shoot them. Like,
dog, like, and you think they give a fuck about you having COVID-19? No, dog.
Like, yeah, like, no. You're tripping if you thought somebody was about to care.
And you wrote a song about it. Like,
insert Remy Ma.
Surprised that you shot one of your homies. And then when you realized you shot him, you kept shooting.
You just kept going.
What? What? Please. Like, yeah. I cannot deal with people. No one gives a fuck that you have
at all.
The coronavirus, dog. Like, no one cares. 6ix9ine got off on that shit because he was snitching.
Right, because he was snitching and they knew he was going to tell on somebody about something.
he's probably out here with a wire on somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
States, you know what I'm saying?
He in the bodega dropping dime on the Aki nigga.
What happened?
He's doing all types of fucked up shit right now, okay? But why are you, Melly, 6ix9ine, I see he's somewhere wearing a wire right now, but why am W. Melly wants to. He, you know how he wanted to get out because he got coronavirus, and now he's like, he's sick, and they only giving a nigga Gatorade and Tylenol, and he thinks that we're supposed to fucking care. We don't, dog.
We're supposed to give
it's
a damn.
Over for you.
It's both, like, they definitely should be giving more than Gatorade, but
what?
They think he killed two people.
He killed and two people. Think? He wrote a song about it.
Nah, that song did come out before those two niggas conveniently got shot. So it's did he do it? I don't know.
Premeditated.
I'm not God.
Premeditated.
What the kids say now? Sounds like cut.
Like,
I mean, all I know is you definitely should probably give a nigga with coronavirus more than Gatorade. But because he's a prisoner, it's hard to care. Because, like, bro, you in a whole ass prison for a violent crime.
No lie, they let this dude out in. Okay, so they. Let
oh, I seen that
out.
Shit.
Yeah, they let people out that was going to get out in 90 days, anyways, whatever, right? So they let him out early. The nigga got out and killed somebody and got arrested the next day. He was only out 24 hours.
Bro.
Not even a full 24.
But the funny thing is. Whoever he killed had that shit coming, because that means that nigga was in prison thinking about that shit. Mm-hmm. He was like, ooh, as soon as I get the fuck out, I swear to God.
I'm about to fuck you. Like, yo.
Like, You gotta credit that nigga for accomplishing goals, bro. He knew what he was on and he did that shit. Hell like, yeah, yo, I swear to God. Like,
you did not want freedom.
No. You saw his mugshot. He was proud of what he did. He was like, I got that shit off. I can sleep well at night now.
That nigga must have been fucking his bitch while he was in jail, bro. He was like, I'm a kid. I gotta get out.
I don't know how much time he did prior, but right. He's definitely gonna do a whole lot more.
He gonna do the full bit this time.
For killing us the fucking body, dog. You didn't even enjoy being outside.
Nigga didn't even see his grandma yet.
Clothes, but shit.
Nigga didn't even see his grandmoms yet. And he was like, ah, right. I just finished the job, Nana.
Bad. If people was putting money on your books, I wouldn't give you another fucking dollar.
On me. On me. I would not even call you no more, fam. You stupid, nigga. I'll send you a letter with a face like, you dumb. You stupid. You stupid.
And sometimes you gotta kill a nigga, bro. Like, shit happens.
You couldn't wait a week? You couldn't wait a week? It had to be done within 24?
Like, first
I can't have a hate on a nigga being straight to the point, bro. He'll go get her.
She could have coughed on a nigga and gave him COVID from leaving jail.
Exactly. Like, this, it's just baffling to me, dog. For what? There's no explanation for that shit. You just got out.
Barely.
Just got out.
He was probably still in the scrubs, too. Think about it.
Yeah, like, I'm like, he didn't even get no rest or nothing.
He ain't like, get no mail. Like, he ain't get no, damn.
You went out, straight out to the streets, killed somebody, back in jail.
He probably said, yo, drop me off on the alley. I'll be right back. He's like, all right, can you take me up to the jail? I forgot something on my cell, like. I'm gonna just stay here, fam. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I ain't tripping. I met some homies and shit. It's a little tranny bitch in there.
Right.
We'll have a good time. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. People are fucking weird. And sometimes this guy charges shit to the game. Yeah. And speaking of the game, he just got all his fucking assets frozen until he meets the $7 million. Settlement.
Does anybody want to explain what this nasty mud ass dude did?
He allegedly rubbed this girl's bare vagina
while on the
set of She Got Game, which was the the reality love company.
Love show.
His Flavor of Love.
Flavor of Love for the game. Now, did you guys watch that show at all?
No.
Flavor
of Love, yes. For the love of game, whatever it's called. He Got Game, She Got Game.
She Got Game?
No.
Okay, I watched this show. This girl that is, they got this money, everybody in the fucking house hated this bitch, okay? And there's a clip. I'm going to drop it in the chat. There's a clip of him about her. The girl got into it with another girl over something, and I can't remember. I'll have to see the full episode to get a gist of it. But she got into a fight with another girl, and then Gang was talking to the Priscilla girl who got sued, and he like, something about her just don't sit right with me, but I don't know what to believe in this situation. I'm like, at that motherfucking moment, you should have realized that, like, follow your instincts. This bitch, it's crazy. Because the entire time, she was throwing herself at game. Now, is that a reason to get your bare vagina rubbed, I guess?
Not at all.
I don't fucking know. But to me, it looks like you wanted your vagina rubbed by game. Because what else?
You sign up for the show. Which you shouldn't be. But at the same time, you should respect her, not be a creepy-ass nigga.
What if she had gotten
to a fight with somebody and her coochie was just out because he knew tricks be like stripping down to fight? So what if it was one of those instances and he got real creepy and tried to palm her by her lower regions? What if it was some creepy crap like that?
Oh, the classic grabber things break up fight.
Rope one, like, oh, chill out, man, chill out. Squeeze.
I have to fact check this, but I think that they were like in a jacuzzi or something.
Oh.
Because they used to go on private dates. Like, you know what I'm saying? He would take the girls out.
Got you.
On private dates. Some of them was openly giving up the box. So, my thing is, dog, you set yourself up for this. But she was all, the entire time while she was in the house, she always made it look like she was better than everybody else.
Okay.
And why, you know what I'm saying? Why she was just so prim and proper and everybody else was like dusty as fuck.
But what kills me?
I don't get it. I honestly don't believe her.
Well, what kills me about these shows are you sign up to compete for the love of one person. Why are you fighting with strangers knowing you're competing for the same nigga? What is the surprise? It's not a secret.
It's not a secret at all. So what's like, there to we're beef all about? Here for the same reason. And the thing about it is that show.
A lot, because hey, niggas and bitches is competitive. So even if you know what you signed up for, it's still like, bitch, I'm prettier than you. Bitch, you stupid. Bitch, you ugly. Bitch, my pussy. Like, I mean, like, that's all it is. It's like, niggas is competitive. Like, all right, think about it like this. If you went on a show to win a bitch, you're not just going to be like, oh, shucks. We all here, bro. You like, nigga, I'm rings dope, bro. What you talking about, bro? Oh, like, nah. You ain't just going to fall over. So it's like, nah, fuck that bitch. She a liar. She ugly. Her hair fake. Yeah. And she ain't even really here for you.
I get that.
That's my favorite part. I get that. Everybody on that show is never there for but themselves. Anybody. Like, fuck, she ain't even there for you.
Exactly. I'm here. They are there for themselves. That's why I don't believe her. And I feel like I saw somebody say this is Kobe and Nip pulling strings at heaven, and I was like, that's fucked up.
So Nip handed the paperwork over is what you're saying.
I was like, that's fucked up. I know the game can get to the point where it make you want to be like, dog.
Yo, like, why are I you hate doing this? I don't like to use the word hate, but man, he makes me want to say it like loathe, strong dislike. I'll be proper and not embarrass my mom by saying hate.
And all the raps he done wrote about dissing women and all this other type of shit, this could be his karma.
And honestly, however, I feel that way. Like, that's like you said all these songs, so it's like the judges listen to, like, oh, okay, I heard you. Bet.
And then the nigga didn't show up to court. I think that's the thing, that he ignored all the court days. He just said, I didn't do the shit, and then went on about his life.
Oh, so like, he was ignorant. Like, okay, like most people when they get subpoenas. Man, I go into that shit and be surprised they get their stuff garnished. Oh, okay.
And now all his shit is getting
garnished. What the fuck, though? Judges do. Not to defend game, but side note, judges be getting real salty about how they think they should be respected. Like, dog. Like, like. Even outside of skipping court, which we can all agree that's bad, they'd be like, did you wear jeans in my court? My bad, my nigga. Like, I didn't have a suit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, nah, you disrespectful. Like, bro, just judge your fucking not jeans. Just not my parents. Like, the fuck are you talking then. About?
Yo, nothing beats like, the nigga God. Wearing a stolen jersey to court.
What? Hey, he couldn't come in naked. Like,
still a black t-shirt, fam. Don't wear the jersey you accused of.
What? Don't wear the jersey you're accused of?
Yes.
Wow. Maybe his point was, bro, if I really stole this jersey, would I be wearing it?
If you that foolish, but, yeah. You just might.
But yeah, I would say back to my nigga game. I know he's annoying, and like I said, this could be his karma, but please go to your fucking court dates, and I really don't think he did this, and I don't think he did it with the intent behind what she's talking about, because I seen her somebody said she had posted this thing with the other day talking about stimulus checks came in early with like a whole bunch of money, and somebody was like, that's all games money, and she was like, no, I ain't got nothing from that fucking molester. And I'm just like,
Chester,
I don't think that you're, it was like 30 women in that motherfucking house. Why he gotta rape anybody when people were willingly giving up pussy?
But that's as a woman, you should definitely not be going on that logic. I don't think he was like trying to rape her, but I can believe a nigga would inappropriately touch a female. I know I've done that shit.
Because you know who I am, do that shit.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, this is gonna sound even fucked up because of the Me Too culture. But I'm not saying that he didn't have an ego or that it didn't happen. I think she put herself in a position for the shit to happen, and that's just the fucking reality. That's just the reality.
I agree that shit can happen where you put yourself in bad situations, but at the same time, like, It's kind of like, yo, even if I leave my car doors open, that don't mean you get to rob my car.
No, but it's like if somebody is a person who is a thief and they just, you're tempting the fuck out of them right now. Like, I already have a problem. So why the fuck would you leave your car doors open and your car?
Hell, you low-key make that nigga's case even worse with that statement. You make his case even worse. If you know who I am, give it up then, creep-ass nigga.
That's a, if, like I said, he has, I don't know. I wish he would have went to court so there could be like a real investigation, because it looks like he's just completely,
and that's how I feel. That's what I feel. You wanted to ignore it, so now you got to pay the consequence, buddy. Too bad, so sad. Boo-hoo, sad story.
$7 million is a whole lot. It's, and all the rights to your fucking music.
Yeah.
But I do think he got caught up on one of those new age rules of sex crimes. It's like, yo, like, you can't ask more than once to fuck. You definitely can't even have a bottle of alcohol in the house before you fuck.
I don't think
it's a whole lot of rules on fucking.
I think no means no.
Nah, those just go on Twitter for a minute and see how crazy shit gets. Yeah, I didn't know that
removing a condom off during sex was considered rape.
Whoa.
Without that person's permission or knowledge, they consider that rape.
Oh, wow, that's deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see, like, it, because at that point, unless the person consents to it, like, hey, can I take this condom off? And that person says yes. If not, I'm not consenting to raw sex. I think rape is a strong word. We need to find another word in between rape and
advantage. Advantage taking.
Because that the rape is a strong word. When I think of rape, I think of like Law and Order SVU type shit. You know what I'm saying?
You thinking like, yo, I'm like somebody holding a bitch down, or I guess a nigga, and you just fuck the shit out of him, or like you get him way too drunk or drugged up, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you. Like, but yeah, like apparently, like if you like, yo, can I fuck? And she's like, no, and then you ask again later, and she say yes. It's like, yo, well, maybe she said yes because she's afraid you're gonna rape her.
It's a tricky subject, fam. It's a tricky situation, and it's just like,
that is so deep.
You got to know who you're dealing with.
And it's uncomfortable because I know I've definitely asked for the pussy more than once in a night, and I don't want to think. I don't want to feel like I'm the same person as Bill Cosby. Like, that's crazy as fuck. Like, yo, I asked.
I said, please.
that's wild. I mean, I think it's all knowing who you're with.
Exactly.
This maybe should promote like long-term relationships, okay? Stop carelessly fucking people.
Yep. That's really what it comes down to. Stop.
You're going to get yourself in situations you don't want to be in. All for what? Extra vagina? No one gives a fuck.
Or for a quick nut that you could have just shook off.
Yeah, like, it's not, hell, it's not worth
it. And if we're keeping it a beam, although, like, it's popular or more common to hear about guys being the forces and aggressors, some chicks be like that, too. If a dude really ain't feeling them, they hit them with the, oh, you scared of this and blah, blah, blah.
I heard they hit them with, oh, so you gay?
Oh, you gay, you scared of this? And that falls under, like, sexual predator, dog. Like, it falls under that thin line.
Yeah, but nobody talks about when women touch shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? A dude says nah to his girl or the chick, he's looked at as gay or something's wrong with him. Like, fam, I can't just relax.
Have y'all ever felt like y'all been in situations where you...
Like, I've had my ass grabbed and my dick grabbed and nobody would give a fuck.
Do you feel like you were raped, or do you feel like you were taken advantage of, either of you?
Yeah, I have in a couple of instances where I really wasn't on it.
I mean... For me, it's like, oh shit, she really gonna fuck. But at the same time, it's still sexual assault. Like, I've had a female's approaching me and touching me. I've had like it's a very like small minority that was,
and that's
like,
what it is. Ew, or no. You get done like, damn, I really don't feel like giving that body up, fam. And this is like, oof.
That's sad. Y'all should start yelling rape more. And then, you know, next person that grabs your dick unwillingly, you yell rape. You slap her hands, fucking yell rape. Okay, you get a whistle.
Shit.
You start making it a big deal.
It's just
the only reason why people are going to pay attention. No one was paying this hard of attention until it started happening to white women. So, you know what? They yell and scream about every fucking thing.
Imagine my big black ass yelling and screaming like, yo, shorty raped me, fam. She grabbed my dick when I was DJing.
They're going to be like,
Well, that would be sexual assault. So yeah, but even still, it's just like, you probably liked it.
You know, you like that shit, or nigga, you know, you like, fam. Nah, I didn't want to do that for real.
But they say the same thing about women, though.
Yep, but it's different. It's different, though.
It's different because women are smaller and people are more empathetic. And it's like
men are intimidating
because, like, they're smaller. Even if it's just like, yo, your big ass can't mm-hmm. be doing X, Y, and Z to her. Like, it would have to be like a big ass, precious ass girl on somebody, like a small ass nigga, for the people to be empathetic for a man.
Get just like dudes, like, inappropriately touched. Like, they laugh at him.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like, you would, like, for you, you could probably go get, grab any dick you want, and anybody, they'd be like, whatever. But if you go grab, like, a midget dick, it's gonna be like, all right, bro, like. It's like, come on now, like, he's a whole midget, like, he's small.
Jesus, you gotta take twice.
Advantage of him. Like, you can't go broke.
Jesus Christ.
I cannot breathe.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Real size plays a part in shit. That's why I've always been cautious about shit. Like, I've gotten females pissed before, like, you're not aggressive. Yep. I'm like, hell no, I'm not. Like, you ain't really mean no shit. It's like, that big ass nigga Marte did X, Y, Z. Like, no, I didn't.
Dog, I'll kick it with you. And you mind if I touch your shoulder? Is it okay if I put my hand right here? Is it cool? Because it's like, you not about to come back and me too, me fam. It's not going down like that.
That's uncomfortable, though.
It is.
To try to live your life that way.
And there's some chicks who make it worse. My bad to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Some chicks who make it worse, who, like, all they talk about is rape and niggas being too forceful. I'm just like, fam, I don't know if you had a traumatic experience or you're just having conversation off of what you heard other people talk about, but you're scaring me and I don't want nothing to do with you because you seem like you probably try to accuse me of something I didn't do or try to say that I made you feel away, so I got to backpedal.
I agree. That's a weird thing because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I definitely believe we all know mm-hmm. more females than we would like to believe have been, like, sexually Facts. Like yeah, abused, assaulted, or raped. But at the same time, like you said, there are some women that just make, like, go overboard and make everything. It's like, yo, like, so I was standing and he, like, grabbed my shoulders, like, no, shut the fuck up, Karen. Like,
it for people who are really victims. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and for sure.
I mean, I know that we're in the era, like, if you feel like you've been victimized, then, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's happened to you, but
and I don't never want to
speak out.
I don't ever want to victim shame. I don't ever want to discount nobody's feelings. But when you're a person who it has happened to directly and you, like, blow shit up and there's somebody who's been quiet fighting with something, it's like, man.
I really think it was part of the way that I was raised. My mom, like, you know, when men come in the house, cover yourself up. When mm-hmm. don't put yourself in. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out drunk with people that you don't know. Like,
you can't trust.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that predicament. And then even then, people will try to look at you wrong for saying that. But it's like, I just feel like there's just certain values that you personally, or how you grew up, is how you operate in certain situations.
Exactly. You have to have that.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword because I get it on one hand. It's like, yo, a woman, if she wants to, should be able to have her ass hanging out her shorts right. and live. Yes, she should. In the perfect world,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, it's like yeah, her ass exactly. out doesn't mean you get to grab her ass, even if her ass looks nice and you want to. But at the same time, it's like, yo, like, there are certain preventative measures mm-hmm. you could have took to avoid it. Not to say that you're
at fault for it at all, but it's just.
But
my thing is, everybody should be taught.
I mean, unless you hang around a known rapist, then it's just like, yo.
Not to be creased, and we should teach our daughters to have some respect for themselves.
Both ways.
If you want to step out of either of those lines, that there are consequences, and that mm-hmm. should just be what it is. It's not that it's, you know, he's at fault or she's at fault. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should be able to do what they want to,
but
none of us can. Like, you know what I'm saying? None of us can. It's literally like 1% of people can actually do what they want to do. In the whole entire world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's stop acting like that shit's not the, you know what I'm saying? That's not real. Statistics. Yeah. Like, we gotta stop. We gotta stop making everything a fucking issue. The reality of it is, so we all can't do everything we want to do. If I want to be a fucking butterfly tomorrow, I can't do that shit.
If I want to be a white man, I couldn't do that. Even with Potter.
Exactly. That's just y'all not sleep. I can't do this shit. That's different.
So that's the reality. We need to work on that and stop giving these people all these fucking false hopes and stop stop protesting over every damn thing. Everything.
Niggas is protesting being on lockdown. Everybody's protesting being on lockdown.
Do you see like people in Texas like, we need to work? I'm like, so y'all want fucking coronavirus?
In Michigan, they had a protest that they're violating their human rights. Like, fam, if you don't sit your ass down,
you want coronavirus, is what you say.
Pretty much. Yeah, Florida reopened. Florida reopened with they dumbass.
They opened up their beaches. They were the last people to fucking close.
They just closed. Nigga, they closed. They closed for 24 hours.
Actually, the craziest is because Georgia wasn't having that many cases. Nobody even mentioned it.
Yeah.
I say, because as a wrestling friend, bro, they've been scrambling between Florida and Georgia trying to put on shows and shit. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, bro, like, chill. Like, just chill for a bit. Like,
I knew something was happening, though, because we got an update that our concert is back on. They rescheduled it. It was supposed to be the 26th of this month, and now it's the 29th of August. And that was before anybody started talking about these phases. The Millennium Tour.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So it's going to be in Cincinnati on the 29th of August. And that was before people started talking about it opening up the city. No, and I'm like...
You go to the first...
No, I didn't go to the first one. But I want to see Sammy. So now I'm going. So I didn't get to see B2K, but I seen them when I was little, so I don't really need to see them again. But I'm only going for Sammy.
But now they're adults, and you can go to the dressing room. Don't you want that?
See, that's how you get yourself put in predicaments. You don't want to be in.
All right. If you don't want to be a part of the Raspy story, be my guest. But you can be history. Yeah.
Well, Big Fizz ruined it.
Sammy.
Maybach O.
Who?
Maybach O. Omarion.
Oh. Omarion. Lloyd, Ashanti, the Yin Yang Twins, Soulja Boy. And I think that's it.
Guess appearances.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow. No, you didn't. Did that on purpose. You shady, but it's cool.
Respect that. He should have been the first person out. I mentioned
it, but not. He's only the second headliner, but it's okay.
No. I'm not even from. Will niggas ever forgive Bow Wow, bro?
I'm not even from here now.
At least Columbus niggas, bro.
Y'all traded me for him. That's crazy. Yeah.
Anybody, bro? We not forgiving Bow. Okay.
That was a 3-man trade. He involving Columbus, New York, and Atlanta. That's wild.
But I honestly don't blame him in a way, because he didn't really grow up here. So he knows Atlanta
better. Nah, he definitely
was a kid when he got famous. He's like 9.
Nigga, I was a kid when I came here.
I guess that don't mean that you like, I still play New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I don't know. He's shame. Flugazi, like they used to say back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah, because he claimed Atlanta the whole time, and I think in like the Shorty Be Mine video, he wore this O State. Dang it.
Somebody tapped him during the photo shoot.
Like, that bitch was cold.
Somebody tapped him, was like, you know, you're from Columbus,
I remember
right?
When he got. I remember it. It was the Sierra thing, and then the Sierra thing when he was doing a Atlanta thing, and then I remember when they really hated him. It was the fucking Dem Franchise Boys. Remake? No, not even that. It was like middle school, and this nigga, it was the Franchise Boys, the song with him, like Brad, and O-Town. JD, and Franchise Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this nigga.
Coke. Yeah. He ain't giving them no turkeys. He ain't saying hi to people.
When he ain't getting no eggs.
I met Bella when I was little.
The funniest part is he's tried to come back several times, and every time they just like, no,
he charged everybody to get his autograph. You had to buy a, you had to buy a piece of CD his clothing. Yeah, a piece of his clothing, or you couldn't get an autograph. You couldn't see him or nothing.
That sounds like, bias aside, that sounds smart and normal. It's like a book signing, like a nigga going to you. Think about it like this. If you did a book signing, you ain't signing niggas' book that ain't got your book. It's like, you buy a Bow Wow
bandana. You gotta... I met Russell Simmons and Rev Run at the same place when I was little, and I ain't get none of they shit, and I still got an autograph. And
where did you meet him?
At the Macy's in Easton when I was little.
Yeah. Yeah, but was it like a clothes launch and shit?
When I was little then. But that's so random. With no damn clothes. So.
Nah, you had some baby fat, fam.
And then if he was little, that might be different too.
Nah, son. No, you got to be nice to the kids.
Rev Rose
always has nice been.
But Russell Simmons was mean as fuck. I will never forget that. He was an asshole. I'm like, damn.
That's funny.
He was complete asshole.
So do you think Russell Simmons touched all those women?
I think he's an asshole. So I
don't know. That's just funny.
That took me for a loop. I was going to say, I'm going to choose not to answer.
I was just seeing if her hate for him was going to overcloud her judgment. Like, all right, let's see.
The only thing about this is that I remember meeting him as a kid. So for him to be an asshole to me as a child, I kind of don't trust him.
You do believe that he would actually sexual assault women. Okay, Lima spoke.
I mean, that says a lot about your character. You're not,
see where she stands?
You're a fucking child. And literally, his brother seeing him be an asshole to me and was like, yo, like,
remember,
like, he's a complete asshole.
Remember that. If you're mean to kids, you are a terrible person that probably did all the things you're accused of. You heard it here first. It's like, now let us stop before we get a letter from Def Jam.
I want a different type of letter, but shit.
I'm never getting signed to Def Jam now. Thank you. That's
cool. Right.
I mean, it's not like that would really matter in today's
day. I don't know. I would hope that he did not. And that case absolutely went nowhere. So who knows if it's the money talking or what, but.
Bro, he had to give Oprah the call. Like, yo, Oprah, don't make that move.
Oprah for your ass, bitch. That's what the call was. You left the rest of that shit out. But I don't know, because I was going to say, I feel like since the case really didn't like get publicized as much, I don't know if it really, if it really happened, you know? And he could just be an asshole to kids and not also a rapist. So he could just be one of the terrible things in life. But people,
they don't pay.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not like he paid those people off in my brain. I don't know what happened, but in my brain, it's not like he paid those people off because they fucked Harvey Weinstein over and he got all the money. This nigga ain't never getting out of jail. Not that he deserved to get COVID out of jail at all.
And that nigga got corona, so he ain't going nowhere.
Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein had to go down.
I do find it a coincidence that all these celebrities in jail are getting corona. Like,
one person gets it.
Really, dog? Like, you got any corona papers to prove it?
Because ain't nowhere to go.
I'm not saying it won't, but it just seems so convenient. Like, every big name celeb in jail. Hell, even YNW Melly. It's like, yo, are you famous in jail?
Do you know anyone with coronavirus?
Get out of jail now. Like,
nah. Harvey Weinstein and YMW.
Like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro.
And need to keep coronavirus if they got it.
And it's only like, what? It's like six whole celebrities that in prison that's really like a popular subject. R. Kelly gonna have that shit next.
R. Kelly is corona. What do you mean?
Now that's somebody I don't have to meet. He don't have to be
an he was already trying to get out there.
That shit.
Yeah, that nigga Roberts.
Well, I mean, it's a video. It
whatever they said he did, he did
that
shit.
He did that shit, dog. He all over that shit. I just seen too many creepy concert clips, interviews about his mama. He's weird, man. He definitely did
his sister, yeah.
Bro, like, but that nigga's hilarious, bro. The judge had to, because he tried to get out on the corona, and they were just like, yo,
nigga,
we're
nigga
tired
went
of
to the hearing with a mask and gloves, like somebody was going to take sympathy on him. Like, yo, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. Hey, bro, but that's a good-ass lawyer, bro. They trying everything they can, bro. Like, bro, tell them you got corona, bro. Just like, they ain't got no test here. Just say it. Like, fuck it. My back hurt. I got corona. I think I got a little bit of AIDS. Like, bro, I can't be here. Like, bro, like. But that is crazy, bro. Niggas, R. Kelly got away with that shit for the fucking longest, bro. Like, it's something about being a celebrity where niggas will forgive you for
past that just kept buying CDs.
My mom did not believe that R. Kelly did that shit.
Like,
oh, but he did.
Like, it's a whole tape. Like, then what is there to believe?
Concert, I think he did it. I don't remember the country, but I know he did it out of this country.
And do you got your passport?
Yes, that was.
Did you get
your did you get
do you want to come home with Robert?
I was like, bro, yo, like, this is fucking creepy.
Yep.
The wildest shit I seen today was that Bill Cosby should be out because he and he shouldn't get coronavirus. Like, bro, like, are we really taking pity on rapists now? Like, that's what we doing? Like, yo,
no,
what do you know?
Who wants to fuck when someone's half fucking dead anyway? So that's weird. You deserve to be.
Well, you can ask us because we don't rape bitches, so I don't. But apparently, people are into the shit.
It wouldn't be a good time. You have to be. If you're doing shit like that, you should be behind bars, bro, because you're sick. I don't give a fuck at what age you did it. You know what I'm saying? Who else was doing it, too? I don't give a fuck.
From everything I've seen, apparently, it's supposed to be a power thing, not so much a pleasure thing. I agree. It seemed like it'd be awkward and not enjoyable, but I don't know. Like,
I
guess that's what fucking rapists do.
You're definitely a rapist, and you're like SVU rape, not this. Like, you're just hardcore to the point rape.
Well, no, that's what I was saying. What I mean, though, they were saying like rape in general is less about being pleasured and more about the power of doing it, like having power over the victim and shit like that, yeah, versus like, yo, I'm trying to have some good ass sex.
That's some shit that you should find something else to put that energy towards. You don't need to do that shit to people and fuck up somebody's entire life and all their sexual experiences to come because you want to be a fucking creep. That's weird.
Right, since you want to be a creeper.
Yeah, like, people are fucking strange, and if you do that kind of shit, you deserve to burn in hell. Or sit in jail, whichever. I am all for shooting people immediately for shit like that.
Oh, not for sure, dog. Shoot that nigga right in the big toe, right in the shit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's one thing we should probably implement to jail. When we know niggas and did some shit, we really shouldn't need to go. Like, I get, like, in general, there should be like a trial process and shit like that. But certain things, if it's cut and dry, like, yeah, like shit like the, to go back on a classic case like the Dylann Roof shit, like, what are we talking about? We know he did it. Like, what more do we need to say? Like, we don't really need to deliberate on this shit. He did it. We know he did it. Let's finish. Take this nigga out back, shoot him, and move on with our day.
The white man. We let the white man go to go on.
Like,
oh,
well, he ain't getting let go. He's going to be in prison the rest of his life, but it's still like, yo.
Oh. No.
Zimmerman.
The white guy.
I think that nigga, like, Mexican.
And he got off for raping that girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raping that girl.
Oh, Brock Turner.
Future. Like, but what about all the.
Yeah, the Brock Turner. Yeah.
Contact with? What about their fucking futures?
Bro, like. That, like, nigga is one of the luckiest niggas in history, bro. Like, even his, like, bro, like, I don't know if he had a bunch of money or he just had, like, the, got the luck of the draw, best judge ever for him. But that's crazy.
There's no way.
Like, because imagine just sitting there like, yo, I mean, he raped her, but I mean, like, come on. Come on.
It's not.
Yeah, because swimming ain't even a sweet sport for real. Like outside of Mark Spitz and fucking, what's that other? Yeah, Michael Phelps, like I can't name anybody else, but oh, Brian Lochte, the liar nigga who got in trouble for lying during the Olympics. Like, it's like three important swimmers in the history of the world, bro.
He didn't grow up to be Michael.
Like, bro, that was just
heard about his fucking rapist ass since then. So what the fuck is he doing?
I imagine you can't do shit because. Like, who would want to fuck with a nigga like that? That's a lot of fucking, or like, bad PR to bring to your swim team or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we want to know that we're signing Brock Turner.
Everyone's going to know you're the racist guy. You know what I'm saying?
You're the creepy. You're the creepy dog.
If his family had a...
Everybody can work at McDonald's, bro.
Somebody to show him some sympathy. That fucker ain't working at McDonald's. He probably don't.
I'm being silly, but I mean, he probably don't have to work. Like, he probably
just... He's probably high as fuck. And that they gotta... That he gotta ride on the back of their coattails for the rest of his fucking life because he decided to rape someone in his spare time. It's probably an embarrassment. Yet he's still on the streets.
Like, but that's crazy how a whole life can change in just a minute of hours. Because I'll just not even defend him, but I can't imagine that nigga left the house like, yo, I'm gonna rape a chick behind a dumpster. Like, that's just how crazy life gets. Like, bro, one minute this nigga was just clicked to a total not rapist.
Rapey behavior.
in the span of 10 minutes, I mean. I haven't read on this whole case, so if that's the case, then okay, that makes more sense. But I'm about to say, that's just amazing to think that, like, 2 minutes ago, that nigga was not a rapist.
Life comes at you fast, my nigga.
like, that nigga woke up a not rapist, went to sleep with a fucking rapist. And
so that's
heavy as fuck. Like,
social distancing. All types of social distancing, okay? Just stay away from people. Huh?
That chick should get a license to kill him, though. That would be a fair trade-off. The chick should be able to get a license to kill him. If she can ever catch that nigga and kill him, like, bro, like, listen, if you happen to run into that nigga in the streets and shit happened and he wind up dead, we won't fault you. But I mean... That would be some real gangster shit. Like, yo, like, whatever happened, that's right.
Man. But, well, this has been another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. Make sure you guys follow us. Don't threaten us or anything like that or say anything crazy because our episodes are going to go wild.
Don't be a rapist. Don't be a rapist. Right? No means no. Leave people alone.
Exactly. You know, social distance. Don't shame people for twerking. Wash your hands. Yes, wash your hands.
Yeah.
What?